Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Ganton.
And thank you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. I want to just praise God for his goodness, and we do enter into his courts with praise. Amen. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and we just thank him for all that he's done. I want to just say good morning to all of you here. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. This is a line where people come from all over the world, from every denomination, from every church affiliation, to join hands with their brothers and sisters and pray together. We're defying what the enemy has tried to do for ages, and that is divide God's people. We're coming together. In the last day, it has been prophesied that there'd be a great revival. Well, it will occur when God's people are willing to come together. So we're getting close to it. God is blessing in a great way. And we come to not only pray together, but to praise him together. We owe him some more praise. I know some of you praised him on Sunday. You praised him on yesterday. But this is a new day. And from yesterday to today, God bless you in a multitudinous way. He wants you to have legs to walk, a mouth to talk, eyes to see, ears to hear. He bless you to be able to speak. He bless you to be able to stand and walk, all these other things that he did for you. Let your heart beat several thousand times. Amen. And we just want to give him praise and adoration for everything he's done. Let's go to God in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we tried our best to lead people all over the world last night into giving you at least 2 billion praises. And today, Lord, we've come to thank you again and praise you again for everything that you have done and everything that you are doing and will do. We do give you glory and honor. We pray for forgiveness for any sins. Bless this line in a multitudinous way. Bless every person on the line. In Jesus' name, God, give hearts desires and help us, Lord, to even praise you more, we pray. Now, let this be a tremendous day. Oh, God, take over. Let the Holy Ghost have it. In the name of Jesus, heal those who are sick. Oh, God, help those who have their backs against the wall. God, deliver those who need to be delivered. We just love you. We praise you. Oh, God, we pray that those who have had loved ones to die, that you would be there with them and escort them into the homegoing service and sit there with them. And then, God, help them on every hand, we pray. Those who are incarcerated, help them, Lord. Give them wisdom and deliver them out, we pray. Oh, God, heal cancer, heal diabetes, heal carpal tunnel, heal lupus, heal all kinds of diseases. In the name of Jesus, that heart trouble, oh, those lungs, open them up, let people breathe correctly. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, touch, 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 deliver, deliver, deliver. And we love you and we praise you. Even those, Lord, who are on their way to work, those who are at work already, and those who are getting ready for work, bless them. In the name of Jesus, help them. We give you glory. We give you praise. And, oh, we give you adoration. You deserve it, Lord. And we do praise your holy name. Thank you for what you've done, Lord. Even the things that you're going to do for us, we want to just have faith to thank you in advance. And we just thank you for what you're doing right now. We love you, Lord. We ask for favor. Favor of the Lord upon our lives. Favor. And let the anointing dwell here among us, we pray. Again, Holy Ghost, we invite you to take over the line. Oh, yeah, you already have taken over, and we thank you for it, for your presence. is felt here right now. We glory in you, and we thank you again and again and again. These blessings and requests I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you said, Jesus, if I'd ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified, and I do ask it in your name. For the glory of the Father, I pray. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. Everywhere I come to you as a lamb coming to you, and I humble myself before you and thank God for you. I don't know why God would choose me. Jesus, have mercy. I certainly don't think I deserve it, but I do thank him for his grace and his mercy. God bless you. And good morning to all of you on this prayer line. Are y'all awake out there? If so, just
let's
good morning to all of you. Good morning. Some of y'all have no awakened enough to speak, but I love you. Amen. And anything you can do about it. God bless you so much. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He is in the room. Amen. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Yeah, and let's enter into praise. You know what? I know that mean old devil tried to put your name or somebody's name here on that death list, but God said no. Oh, do you mind? I don't know if you got a thank you for him, but I got one for him. He took your name off the death list and said live on. If you got a thank you for him for doing that, and let's praise him right now. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. What the enemy meant for evil, you blessed him. Woke up for my good. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. You got legs to walk. You got a mouth to talk. Thank you. You got eyes to see. If you can see, thank you. That is. If you can hear me right now, thank you. Oh, God, we appreciate everything you've done. And we love you, Lord. And thank you for everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Oh, God, we praise you. All right.
Thank you
so much. Amen. I'm going to move to another form of praise. I think Brother Ambassador-elect, Brother Darton, is on the line this morning. And I want to ask all of you, if you will, to bring some men to the line. All of you. Thank you, Sister Darton. Amen. And before he comes, I want to remind you, tonight we have the youth prayer line with Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen. At 7 o'clock, just dial the same number and the code, and you will be hooked up to the line. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't forget, September the 17th, I'm expecting you to come to Kansas City for this one night, you might say, sacrificial night for our Lord. Yeah, you can sacrifice for everything else. Why don't you make a sacrifice for him? Amen. Saying, but God, I'm going to do this for you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And let me tell you something. When you make a sacrifice for him, and you're doing something for him, then he commits himself to take care of you. Amen. Yeah, you know, on your way, he'll see that you make it. He'll see that you're taken care of because you're coming for him. Be just like your brother coming to your city for you. You're going to make sure, got to have a place to stay. You know, my brother for my brother to stay, and I got to have a place. I got to have food for me to eat. I'm going to cook him a special meal, all those kind of things. Well, God is the best hospitality host that anybody could ever have. So he will be there for you and bless you. And not only that, while you're gone from home, he'll take care of your home, fix things that need to be fixed. May the Lord bless you, brother. All right, Brother Darden, Ambassador-elect,
yes,
Brother. Brother Darden, what is your first name?
Harold, sir.
Harold?
Yes, sir.
Brother Harold, Ambassador-elect Harold Darden. Amen. I think this might be historical besides your chief. I don't know of too many men who have come and led our praise reports, although we ought to be leading them anyway. But anyway, this may be historical. I've got to remember this and put it down. Amen. The Ambassador-elect Harold Darden led the praise reports, one of our first men who have ever done that. And may the Lord bless you. Good. We welcome you this morning. Amen. God bless you. The line is open to you, Ambassador-elect Harold Darden. God bless you. Take it right now and get the praise report. Give you a first. Amen.
Yes, sir. I give honor to my chief ambassador, to Lady-elect, to all the first prayer and praise conference personnel, all women, children, men, especially the men. And as I was trying to think of a great praise to give, I was thinking all weekend and everything, and I thought where the Lord had put in my spirit a long time ago when I was first saved, how everybody used to sit around and they would give their testimonies about how the Lord healed them. And I felt funny inside because I couldn't get up and tell how the Lord healed me, because I was like 40-something years old, had never been, you know, sick, never had, you know, any major bones broken or anything like that. And it kind of, you know, vexed me. It was all just getting inside my spirit. And the Lord put in my spirit to get up and to thank him for not having to heal me. So to this day, which is 20-something years later, I'm 66 years old, I give honor and I praise the Lord for him still never having to take me through any major surgeries, never having to do anything, you know, inside my body, you know, known so that people will know that he healed me. So I thank the Lord for just putting the Holy Ghost inside of me, and by them saying the Lord is a keeper, he can keep you safe. He can also keep you from needing any major surgeries, having any major illnesses, and I just thank the Lord for that. And now the prayer line is open, and I want everyone to give me praise, and I especially would like any man on the line to give a praise report.
The line's open. Come on, y'all. Amen. Here's a man opening up for y'all. Y'all jump in there and give your praise reports.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, man of God, and to our chief ambassador, everyone that's on the prayer line, all over the world, glory to God. My praise report this morning, this is Ambassador Stitz, all the way from Arkansas. We had been praying for my coworker on the line where the doctor gave her a prognosis of stage 4 cancer. We received a report from her on yesterday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that it now has been changed to stage 3. Glory to God. I praise God for that, because it's going to be gone. Hallelujah. She's leaving in a couple of days. Glory to God. She's supposed to have left yesterday, but it changed. And we just thank God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God in a facility that is unknown to praise God and openly as a staff member without someone want to put a lawsuit on you because they don't want you to talk about God. But he's in the inside of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And my word and affirmation, I always lean on, if you can cuss, I can bless. Glory to God. So we'll just be getting each other. And I just give God the praise for what he's doing in the environment in which I work. I've talked about the beginning of the year of the shifting. But with the shifting came a whole lot of confusion and jealousy and envy and malice and people just being cruel to me. But God can put you in a place for an assignment, and God gave the devil assignment to do. And I reference in how he gave one to Pharaoh when he gave one to Moses. But I just want to say I'm standing for this great woman of God. I call her those things to be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Her name is Kimberly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She said, Miss Ben, I'm not like you. I have not been in the church. She said, but my life is changing. Glory, glory, glory to God. And that means so much. And I just want to tell everybody on the prayer line, thank you for praying for her. And I'm getting her to the point where I'm going to have to drive over into Little Rock and get with her, hold her hand, and put her on the prayer line. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you. And I'm just rejoicing. Hallelujah. You know, because I had a stage four praise for her, and we'll get to that another day. God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Go ahead, Brother Darden.
Yes, what I like to say on that is it's really great when you can praise God for other people. You know, so anyway, I just ask anyone just to jump in and give a praise report. Let us know how God is working in your life.
Good morning, everyone on the prayer line this morning. I am just happy to be alive, and I am thanking God for another day. Ambassador Pfeiffer is shouting out from Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm just praising God for Brother Darden, Ambassador-elect, and also Ambassador-elect Evangelist Darden. For them showing up at the convention, it was such a blessing. I tell you, you just never know who God put in your pathway and what blessing they are to you, because they came there, they showed up, and it seemed like they had been coming all the time. They just fell right into place, and they were so helpful. And people will come to things and sit back and watch. They will spectate. But we had participation from them. And I am praising God, Ambassador-elect Darden, for you guys showing up at the convention. And you just stepped right in and fitted right in. I tell you, it was just such a blessing to see you and your lovely wife there, and to have you all come there and just be part of it. And I hope we have more coming. Those that take it, I tell you, you really, 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 really missed it. You missed it. You missed it. It was such a blessing, such a blessing. And I'm yet thanking God for it. I'm yet looking at clips from it. I'm yet looking at to the messages from it, and how they can bless your soul, not just then, but even later on. And I'm praising God for everyone on this line, and our chief ambassador is so liberal, he just gives everybody an opportunity to do what God has given them to do. He stirs up the gift on the inside of you, and if you don't have a gift, seem like he places one there, and God will stir it up. Praise God. It is stirred up. So I'm thanking God for our chief ambassador, Ambassador Betty Johnson, Ambassador Mother of the Nation, Mother Johnson, on the line. It wouldn't be a prayer line and a family without you. So I want you to know that I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And God, just continue to keep Ambassador Gina in our prayers. God bless you. And thank you, Ambassador-elect Harold Darden, for jumping in there this morning, taking control. Another journey, another day that God has blessed us, and I'm glad about it. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Now, will there be another? Come on, God did something for everybody.
Good morning. You certainly did. God, good morning. God bless you. This is Mother Digby, area code 708. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. I thank the Lord for the well-addressed prayer line. I thank the Lord for the prayer line. I thank the Lord for how he came into my life, how he saved me, and how he filled me with the Holy Ghost and he keeps me by the day. I thank the Lord for on yesterday morning, something came up and it kind of was real different for me, you know, kind of a, but how God just blessed and how he just moved it out of my mind. I thank God for being a mind regulator. I thank him for how he has healed my body so many times. I want to say, and I had gone to the doctor. I had a lot of pain, and the doctor, this was in 1976, and the doctor had told me that I needed to have surgery, and he told me I could just come back any day that week. But I want to say that how my church mother came by my house, and she anointed me with oil, and she went on a three-day fast, and God blessed. I never had to have the surgery. I thank and praise the Lord for that. So many good things God have done in my life and made ways in how he supplies all of my needs. I want to say I worked 30 years for my company, and I've been retired for 32 years, and God has always made a way and blessed and made a way for me to have everything that I needed, and I thank him for that, and he gave me a mind to be a giver, and I thank the Lord for how he makes a way for me to have something to give, and I thank him for it. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I have so many things to be thankful for. I can't tell it all, but I thank God for his goodness. I thank God for Dr. Johnson and this prayer line. I want to say Sister Ernestine Riley and Sister Lily Garnett told me about this prayer line a few years ago, and I thank the Lord for it. I look forward to it, and I look forward to all of you. I thank God for everyone on the prayer line.
Let me jump in there, Ambassador McDonald, and just say, Mother Digby, you did it right. You went and had one of the saints of God pray for you. In this day and time, this crew that we got now, as soon as they get any pain, any sickness, they will pass by the best hospital in the world and the doctor who is the best doctor in all the world, and they'll go to a hospital down the street where there are doctors who lost cases and people died on them, and they want to get their opinion on stuff. Don't you know that the church is a hospital, and we've got the doctor who never lost a case, Dr. Jesus. And the old saints had it right. They would go, if they got sick, they would say, if I could just make it to the church and let my pastor pray for me, or let the saints of God pray for me, I know I'll be all right. Nowadays, this crew that we got nowadays, they get sick, they say, if I can just make it to the hospital and let that doctor tell me it's going to be all right. God will heal people. They know they heal, but they won't receive it and accept it until they hear the natural doctor say, well, it's not anymore. But that's not faith. Faith is believing God. Before you hear the natural doctor say anything, you know that Jehovah God has touched your body and healed you. You got it right, Mother Digby. Let the saints pray for you. Prayer changes things better than anything else. And if you've got a man of God and you got saints of God around you, get to them, let them pray for you. You may not have to be cut. Reminds me of when I went to the hospital to see one of the mothers, and I prayed for her, and I felt the anointing move. And I said, Mother, before you let him do the surgery, I have him to check you again. And she didn't listen to me. And the doctor on the operating table cut her open and looked and looked and looked and looked and did not find anything. And the doctor said, nothing is there. I can't find nothing. And had to sew her back up. And she was sore for several weeks. But she could have foregone that if she had only received the healing that God had for her and had it checked before the doctor cut her. So I just wanted to remind y'all, there is a doctor who's never lost a case. Why don't you consult him in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Don't overlook him. A lot of times people don't get healed because they don't really do like I just said, in all thy ways, what the Bible just said. in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And what happens is that they consult the cousin first. They consult their mama and their daddy. And that's wonderful. They're beautiful people. But there's nobody like God. When you show that he's first in your life, first on any list that you have, he will do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or even think. God bless you. Let's take a couple more praise reports, Master Elect Garden. Amen.
Hey.
And then we'll move on.
It's open for anyone that wants to give a praise.
This is Sister Elect Linda Farshee, 801 from Utah. And I just want to thank the Lord this morning. It's a beautiful morning. It says, good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Because I hear joy bell whenever he's near. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord this morning for letting me see another day that wasn't promised to me. Hallelujah. I just thank him, thank him, thank him.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
And Sister Linda, you sound so much better. You really do. You might say, well, now, why would you make Ambassador Lex out of certain people? Because they deserve it all their life. I see it in the spirit realm. Some of you on this line, all your life, people have beat you down. Oh, instead of pushing you up, they'll beat you down. And God told me to push people up. And the higher I go, you can rest assured, I'm pulling people with me. I don't have that mentality to try to step up by myself. But I see, you know what? You sound so much better, Ambassador Lex, Sister Linda. I never knew you had all this in you. But God knew. God bless you. Go ahead, Brother Garden. I'm sorry, Ambassador Lex.
Hey, man, I would like mail to come through on the line, but we're not going to hold the line open and have dead space. So what I'd like is anyone that have a praise. I thought I heard my daughter on the line earlier.
Come on, daughter.
Amen. Giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. And I'm just sitting here smiling because so many times I want to just give a praise to the Lord, but I don't. I shut my mouth so many times. And there was a time I can remember when I was younger sitting in the choir stand and saying, you know, I would have this attitude, I'm not going to praise the Lord. And I said that, I'm not going to praise the Lord. And I had to ask the Lord for forgiveness because that's what I can do is praise. God gave me a mouth, amen, and I will praise him. And since I've been on the line for the past week, my household has been different. My children wake up in a good mood. They're happy. I'm happy. And the day just seems to go a whole lot better.
And everything in his house was blessed because the ark was there. God, there's only one ark. But may I have permission to ask that the fear of the Lord, like that was on the ark, would be on this prayer line. Let that favor be like that of the ark of the covenant. That everything in their houses are blessed, every person, that son, that daughter, that husband, that wife, that grandmother, whoever, and everything they do in the house is blessed because of this prayer line. And I'm asking you to let this prayer rest upon this prayer line. And not only are the people who are on the line blessed, but their whole household is blessed. Yes, yeah. Have you not asked this prayer unusual unto me? And have I not said that if you ask it, it shall be done? And this morning I grant this prayer. Oh, because you have asked it. And Father, I thank you for it. I ask you in the name of Jesus for the glory of God that this would be so, that the whole household would be blessed, because the prayer line is in or coming in their household. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. And let it be so for the blog line too, Lord. And thank God. Amen. Go ahead and I'm extending, getting one more praise report, Master Nick Darden.
Yes. Right before that, I'd like to say that before Chief Ambassador prayed, that's part of what the Lord put in my spirit. He put in my spirit that by someone inviting my wife to this line, to the prayer line, and her inviting me to the prayer line, and our daughter getting invited into the prayer line, it's like a domino effect, and the blessings have been falling downhill, just like in Exodus, where Moses brought in Aaron, you know, and I don't know, it's just a domino effect. So you invite people and just watch the Lord work. Now, do I have one more?
Yes, for one more.
Surely Sister Darden has a praise report.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Sheila from 860 from Connecticut. I'm truly giving God the praises and honor this morning for all the great work that he has done for me and for you all. I just thank God this morning for just being alive. That's a praise report by itself. I just thank God for being alive and in my right mind. I just thank God for being alive. He just been an awesome God. He have taught me that down the dangerous highways. I went down south to visit my mom's grave. He just did what he said he's going to do. I just thank God for that. I thank God that when I got there, I wasn't ready to go to the grave. But I was there in the mix at her house. I said, maybe the next time. I wasn't ready to go to the grave, but I went anyhow, went to her house. And I'm just giving God the praises for what he's done. And I just thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for you, you, and you. God bless you all, and truly have a blessed day in the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. Praise God this morning for each and every one on the line. I'm Chief Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty Johnson, and Mother Johnson, and all the ambassadors and ambassador-elects. I praise God this morning. My mind runs back on the other day. Every time I would say something to my husband, you know, he's the one in the nursing home from the two strokes, left him paralyzed. And the strokes did affect him mentally because it was a right brain stroke. And so sometimes he's not 100% in his thinking. But I was saying something and he kept correcting me. And it would be correct on what he was saying. I was saying something and I wouldn't pronounce it correctly or whatever. And I said, you keep correcting me. He said, yeah, that's what you used to do to me when we first got married. You correct me. And I just got so tickled. It's like, look at God. Look at God. He was remembering from way back when we first got married. He said, that's what you used to do to me. And I just thank God because I thank him for every little. It looked like a small thing to you, but that was a great thing to me. He's just been saying little funny things, you know, that he had to have remembered. And I know God deals with the brain. He deals with the heart. He deals with the limb. He deals with the body. God is in control of everything, and I don't want to fail to thank him for everything that he's doing for me and for my family. Continue to pray for us.
Amen. Now, if there won't be another, I'll turn you back into the hands of Chief Ambassador.
Well, I want to thank you, Ambassador-elect, Brother Harold Darden. You did a wonderful, wonderful Wonderful job. Amen. And let's mark this down as history, historical. Amen. We had a man who led the praise reports today. Put it down. Please remember that. Amen.
Dr. Johnson, City guy, may I break in for a minute?
Please do.
I have on the prayer line my son-in-law will be in November. Thank God. I thank God. He is a great man of God. He is a pastor, evangelist, prophetess, doctor, Michael Hill. And this man of God, Ambassador Johnson, he reminded me so much. You know Bishop Guy. This man reminded me so much of my late husband, Bishop James Guy. So I invited him to the prayer line this morning. So he's on the prayer line. Pastor, prophet, evangelist, all of that good stuff, Michael Hill.
God bless you. Good morning to you, prophet. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing tremendous. The Lord bless you. We'll open the prayer line here. Let me get a station identification first and then give you a moment to get your thoughts and we'll receive you in just a moment. Ambassador Hagen from Hagen, Georgia, are you there? And give us a station.
Yes, Chief, we are here. To God be the glory. And this is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are broadcasting live this morning on NPARadio.com. You can reach us simply by going to the live studio, 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, China. Oh, my Lord, you name it. Russia, Africa, literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? And the stats are continually going up every day. And to God be the glory. I want to thank God for you, Chief, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. And keep on doing what you do. May God forever bless you. Back to you, sir.
And thank you so much. Those are the figures that we got from the official line, and they gave that to us. That's not something we made up, about 100 million listeners. But they gave us that. And we thank God for all of you coming from all over the world. Amen. Prophet Hill, amen, we'll receive you. And whatever you want to say or you want to greet the people, whatever, God bless you. The line is open to you.
Yes, sir. Beloved, I am so honored to be on this prayer line. I've been on prayer line, have my own prayer line, and Mother God, she told me about coming on this prayer line, and immediately when I got on prayer line, I felt the Spirit of God, I felt the Spirit and the power of prayer, atmosphere condition with prayer when I got on, and I'm so grateful this morning to be connected with other prayer warriors, the people of God that are praying in this hour, because if any hour we needed prayer, it is definitely now. And so I'm so grateful, Pastor Johnson, just to be able to be on prayer line. My prayer request is that I grow stronger in the Lord. I believe that is in this hour, the spirit of weariness is coming over the church. And so God, let's just sit and I say, do not be weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. And I'm just calling the people of God to keep on going. Well, God, keep you and continue to bless you. And thank you so much. Keep me in your prayers. This will not be my last time on prayer line. Now that I have the number and the code, I will definitely connect back with prayer line. On this morning, we were just saying to the people of God that a lot of times people come to God and they feel too condemned to really get the blessing. They feel too condemned to believe that God will bless them. But we was in Romans the 8th chapter, the first verse say, there's now no condemnation for those that's in Christ Jesus. Then John, 1 John 3:20 says, he said, our heart condemns us. He's greater than our heart and know all things. 21st verse goes on to say, but if our heart condemns us not, we have confidence toward God. So right now we believe in that. Listen, long as God is on the throne and we stay before God in forgiveness, then we have no reason to be condemned. We can have confidence toward God. And we have confidence and faith. Whatever we pray, we believe that God will answer. God bless you. And we're definitely excited to be online.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. That's a wonderful word you gave to the prayer line. And we praise God for you. Amen, amen. I want to give my praise report here, and I need your help. Everybody on the prayer line who listening to me now, I just need your help to get the word out. I don't have a report about somebody being killed as the news or somebody robbing a bank or anything detrimental happening here, but I have a wonderful report. But I need for you as the saints of God to get it out like somebody shot somebody. You know how y'all talk about it everywhere. Get it out for me. And that is, on August the 13th, we will reach our second year. It's the anniversary of the second year for, not the prayer line is much older than that, many years, but our blog line will be the second year on August the 13th. Thank you, Ambassador Hagen, for bringing that to my attention. And some way y'all figure out some way we can celebrate. If y'all got some ideas, this is our second year and we want to celebrate. And what I want to ask you to get the word out, you know, worldwide, collectively, we give God 1,000 thank yous, all of us, a night on the blog line. But collectively, with millions of people, over 100 million listeners, just at the least, we know that we're sending up at least 1 billion praises a night. See, when 1 million people, not 100 million, but when 1 million send, take 20 minutes out to praise him 20 minutes and send up 1,000 thank yous, 1 million times 1,000 thank yous is 1 billion praises a night. And we know we send up far more than that, but there are at least 1 billion praises a night, and I'll take the least number, 1 million, not 100 million, but 1 billion doing that. And if that soul sent up 1 billion praises a night, and this is our second year, won't you hear me now? Somebody's moving around so much. Right? You got the phone brushing against your sheet or something like that. Just press *6, please. But I want you to hear me. If that soul was sending up at least 1 billion praises a night and far more than that, there's 700, well, in 1 year, there's 353-54 nights. That's times two years, is over 700 billion praises that God has allowed us to lead people into giving unto God via the blog line. Over 700 billion praises or more, God has blessed your chiefs to lead people into sending up unto our God. I want you to get the word out that the blog line, God has blessed your chief to lead people into sending up over 700 billion praises. I didn't say million, I said billion. 700 billion praises have gone up through that blog line. Far more than that, to be truthful. But let's take the smallest number we can. And that is, let's take one of those million people who took time to give God 1,000 thank yous. All right? Just put the word out that the blog line has, in 2 years' time, has sent up to God over 700 billion praises. Amen. Somebody ought to praise him right now for that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And all praise be unto our God. Amen. All right.
Chief,
go ahead.